never did. If anything, he stated that by coming to him and standing up for him, we would actually face persecution. We see this in John 15, 19 through 21. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. Some people will try and argue that, you know, Jesus actually promised a great life from statements such as Matthew 11:28, you know, basically saying, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, you know, all that. But that's not what Jesus was saying. He wasn't saying, you know, come to me and you're going to have a stress-free life. Mm-hmm. He wasn't promising that. Basically, that the promise is this, that once you come up against the trials, because even James talks about the trials, right? When you come up against trials in life, he's going to be there to support you, to be there to walk with you through it, you know? And so this whole thing of... if you come to Jesus and you're not experiencing a good and solid life, then obviously you don't have enough faith. Well, that's a whole prosperity gospel nonsense, you know?
And are these people living under a rock or something?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I have actually heard people say that, well, obviously you don't have enough faith. Yeah. And it's like, no, that's not it at all. You are going to experience trials as a believer. James talks about this. James chapter 1. Mm-hmm. The promise is that, as I said, when we do experience it, he's going to be there to comfort us, to walk with us, and sometimes deliver us from it one way or another. But to expect a carefree life because we're coming to Jesus, it's a false notion and it's unbiblical.
I think the scripture that you read earlier about persecution stuff, I don't think there has probably ever been a time where it was more applicable than even now.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you do follow the things of God, like, are you kidding me? Like, there are laws that even prevent us from speaking about things.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's happening here. You know, we're not facing jail time per se yet, but it's coming.
Well, not in this part of the world, right?
But in other parts of the world, I mean, like, you know, Easter. Look what happened on Easter. All those people that were killed. Yeah. And no, they weren't Easter worshipers. They were Christians.
let me say something really quickly, too. It's true. He doesn't promise an easy life, but the thing that I was talking about the other day is it's not necessarily an easy life, but when you are seeking God and doing his will, there is this sense of peace. Like,
there is.
Things might be like, all hell might be breaking loose around you, but there's this, like, what do they call it in the old hymns? Like, that blessed assurance. You know what I'm saying?
Peace that goes beyond all understanding.
There you go.